So let me begin with a confession. I don't work for a private sector company. I work for the MasterCard Foundation, which is a separate and independent entity of MasterCard Corp. But this being said, over the past few years, the foundation has increasingly been working with private sector colleagues and labor market actors more broadly to find creative solutions to the youth unemployment challenge in Africa. And so I'm sharing with you today some of what we've learned as we've begun engaging with the private sector more substantively in the past couple of years. So to your first question, obviously private sector actors can contribute enormously to this project by contributing meaningful internship opportunities, training, and work opportunities to refugees and internally displaced young people. And I'm so excited to hear the commitment from UNV, and imagine if all of our organizations and a number of large private sector companies were to do such a thing, to activate a fellowship or an internship program, an early work program for young refugees, would really make a marked difference. Private sector companies can and should encourage and enable their staff to act as mentors to refugee youth, and especially to young women. We know that mentorship and role modeling is so important in refugees' journeys, and especially young women. And this is a really practical thing that companies can do. Private sector can engage with educational institutions, particularly universities and TVETs, to make sure that curriculum for refugees and local students alike is relevant to real and local labor market needs. And it can work with development partners to inform the design, the implementation, and evaluation of programs for refugees and displaced youth and host communities. I think, again, we need to break away from the idea that education institutions are somewhere over here and work is somewhere over there. We really need to connect the dots and advance an integrated approach. And companies can leverage their infrastructure to facilitate development programs that include refugees and displaced youth. And the MasterCard Foundation's partnership with the Equity Group Foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of Equity Bank, is an excellent example of this. So Equity Bank has branches all over Kenya, and they leverage those branches to identify and support secondary education scholarship students across the country. And your second question, what will it take to bring more private sector actors into the table? I think it really requires a deeper understanding of the barriers and the opportunities for private sector to engage in the first place. So what's stopping them now? What is working? How can government and development partners and others facilitate and incentivize more involvement? We need a compelling business case, and honestly, I can't think of a more compelling business case than the talent. Look at the talent we have up on this panel and all of the young refugees that we heard in the last couple of days. This is increasingly, very, very compelling, and certainly for companies that are looking increasingly for mission-oriented people to work for their companies, I can think of no better talent pool. And diversity, of course. Diversity is a spark for creativity and for innovation, and there's ample evidence suggesting that companies and organizations are enriched by having a variety of experiences, of opinions, and perspectives around the table. It will also require practical tools and resources to help companies advance inclusion, to share learning, and to share experience with one another. And a little bit of healthy competition is probably not a bad thing, too. And perhaps most importantly, it requires leadership, vision, intentionality, and planning. I announced this morning that the MasterCard Foundation will expand our scholars program to add 15,000 scholarships at the university level, of which 25%, or 3,750, are earmarked for refugees and displaced youth. But education alone is not the goal of this program. The end goal is a network of transformative leaders who will have a catalytic impact on the world around them. And to realize this, these young people will need to transition successfully into dignified and fulfilling work. We know and are excited to work with private sector, to work with employers in the labor market, to make this a reality, and to find creative solutions to the youth unemployment challenge for young Africans and refugees in particular. Thank you.